In early 1977, members of a small Islamic group stormed three buildings in the district, killed one person, and took almost 150 hostages. The three-day siege was the first Muslim attack on U.S. soil and left the nation's capital at a standstill. A new book now tells the full story of that siege, one that involved a bloody fight over Muslim leadership in the U.S. and a controversial movie funded by a Libyan dictator. WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl reports.
On the evening of March 9, 1977, a young Barbara Walters told millions of Americans about shocking events unfolding in Washington.
At about 11 o'clock this morning, a group of gunmen stormed into the headquarters of B'nai B'rith, the Jewish service organization in Washington. They took several hostages and trapped between 50 and 100 people inside.
Gunmen also took hostages at the Islamic Center and the District City Hall, now known as the Wilson Building. It was there that young reporter Maurice Williams was shot and killed, and second-term councilmember and future mayor Marion Barry and a security guard were wounded.
There are three bodies now lying on the floor, on the fifth floor of the district building, all in pools of blood. And that's when it's all pandemonium. And that's when the phone calls start going out to the Washington police.
Shahan Mufti is a reporter and journalism professor at the University of Richmond. He's also the author of American Caliph, a new book that recounts the 1977 siege led by a group of Hanafi Muslims.
This was a really elaborately planned operation. It was designed to not just touch the local level in D.C. at the district level and not just rattle the White House across the street here, but to have, you know, just to kind of resonate abroad as well, especially in the Middle East.
Mufti says he came across the story after a deadly 2015 attack on a French newspaper that had published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The 1977 siege had similar roots. Hamas Abdul Khalis was the leader of the D.C.-based Hanafi Muslim community, and he led the operation in part to stop the airing of a biographic movie about Muhammad that he believed was blasphemous. But Mufti says the siege also grew out of a bloody fight for leadership of Muslims in the U.S., many of whom were black. Khalis had been feuding with the Nation of Islam for years and tried to establish his own Sunni group as an alternate center of power. The fight escalated until gunmen associated with the Nation of Islam killed seven people in the Hanafi headquarters on 16th Street Northwest in 1973. The 1977 siege, says Mufti, was a way for Khalis to regain the upper hand.
One of the things that he was doing was also trying to kind of make a move for leadership of Muslims in America. And for that, he knew from the experience of his former friend and acquaintance, Malcolm X, that the way to get to that place of leadership in America was through Muslim countries abroad, get their blessings and get their support.
Negotiating the end of the siege involved D.C. leaders, federal officials, and even three ambassadors from Muslim countries. Khalis and his followers eventually surrendered, but as part of a negotiated end to the siege, Khalis was allowed to return to the Hanafi home. He was eventually sentenced to prison, where he later died. Mufti said the siege had a profound impact on how the federal government responded to terrorism from that point on. He says much of the anti-terrorism bureaucracy we see today has its roots in the 1977 siege. But he says he's struck by how the event 45 years ago seems to have been otherwise forgotten.
A lot of people don't remember the Hanafi siege of 1977. I spoke to people who were in Washington, D.C. at that time, and even they had vague memories of it. They're like, oh, the traffic was bad, but nothing more than that. And that, to me, was a really fascinating question, is how was this forgotten? Because if this happened today, this would be seared into our national memory for decades, centuries maybe, who knows. But the idea that this was kind of forgotten really fascinated me.
Maurice Williams, the young reporter who was shot and killed, is remembered with a small plaque in the Wilson Building. American Caliph goes on sale today, and author Shahan Mufti will be speaking about it at Politics and Prose in Northwest on November 28th. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.